The Minister for Justice in Ireland published a hate crime bill in 2022. If this was already law, the Irish Prime Minister, our Taoiseach, could well be facing a charge of grossly trivialising or denying genocide. In relation to South Africa's case against Israel, the Irish leader said genocide is defined as the deliberate attempt to destroy an entire nation or entire race, or to do so in large part. At no point does the Genocide Convention use the phrase in large part. The Convention says in whole or in part. In large part suggests it is necessary to intend to destroy a sizeable majority of a group for the threshold of genocide to be reached. The Taoiseach also asked if the Hamas attack on October 7th was not also a genocide. He questioned the indisputable fact that Israel is committing genocide while offering as an alternative an utterly bizarre example for which there is no case before any international court. The Irish leader has undermined the scope of the Genocide Convention and trivialised Israeli genocide. He does not speak for the people of Ireland.
Thank you, Sean, President. In the past few months, we've seen Palestinian solidarity decried as hate speech. We've seen claims of anti-Semitism being used to downplay the slaughter of innocents in Gaza and to cover up for the legitimate criticism of Zionism. And with all of this rage in the background, the EU decides to stomp onto the scene with plans to criminalise hate speech. And the problem with that is, do we trust the EU to define hate speech? And do we trust them to ensure that it won't be used to criminalise legitimate political speech and action? And I have to say, I don't. This has all the hallmarks of another clumsy and counterproductive neoliberal response to a social problem. It's cheaper to criminalise hate speech than to fund and focus on the strategies that might foster tolerance. It's a gimmick to allow politicians to pretend to care about minorities and racism and so on, while doing nothing to protect them, doing nothing to address the structural issues that lead to hate and intolerance in the first place. Structural issues which include centrist politicians dog whistling about migration. So for me, I think, once again, I don't trust von der Leyen's commission to police my speech.
This report starts by claiming the EU is founded on the values of respect for human dignity, freedom, democracy and equality, the rule of law and human rights, and that these values should be shared and upheld and actively promoted by the EU and the Member States in their internal and external actions. And then you think of the ethnic cleansing in Gaza, the murder of 10,000 children in Gaza by the genocidal Israeli regime in just 100 days. The EU Council has not even called for a ceasefire. The Germans are not only defending the Israelis from the charge of genocide at the International Court of Justice, they have boosted their arms sales to Israel tenfold. You cannot carry on talking absolute nonsense about EU values while you're drenched in the blood of Palestinian children. The behaviour of EU states since October 7th is utterly incompatible with the notion of humanity, let alone respect for human rights.
Thanks, President. There's a lot that's really good in this report, but I had to reluctantly abstain on it because it legitimises the use of spyware against journalists. Now, the threat to media freedoms are deeply troubling, and we have to do a lot more. But we only ever talk about certain kinds of threats to media freedom. We never acknowledge the others, the hard limits that our politics and our culture puts on its freedom. Look at how our media has covered Israel's genocidal assault on Gaza. If the media isn't uncritically repeating Israel's blatant lies, it's tying itself up in knots to avoid exposing them for what they are. It relentlessly downplays Israeli genocide, berates grieving Palestinians for not condemning Hamas enough. Israelis are killed by bloodthirsty Palestinians, while Israeli bullets find their way into the heads of Palestinian children. Our media gives Israelis names, Palestinians are statistics. 75 years of murder is wiped away. The 7th of October came from nowhere. Every journalist knows the rules of the game and they follow them. What kind of media freedom is this?
Thanks, President.